Arriving the first day on his new job, Secretary of State John Kerry told State Department employees he'll continue President Obama's push to make the world a safer place.
This president's vision and what he has implemented through your efforts over the course of the last years, without any question, has restored America's reputation and place in the world.
Kerry said that reputation can help empower people.
We get to try to make peace in the world, a world where there is far too much conflict and far too much killing. There are alternatives. We get to lift people out of poverty. We get to try to cure disease. We get to try to empower people with human rights. We get to speak to those who have no voice.
Human rights were a focus of President Obama's first term, including stopping violence against women in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Human Rights Watch Deputy Washington Director Sarah Margon says Kerry can do more.
Certainly it can be done more comprehensively. I'd like to see in the next Obama administration it become an even more central tenet, particularly on some of the critical national security issues that the administration is going to have to address.
On the Middle East, Kerry has already phoned Israeli President Shimon Peres, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, making a personal commitment to pursue peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Kerry also telephoned the foreign ministers of Japan and South Korea. He assured them that North Korea should understand it will face significant consequences if it continues provocative missile tests. Speaking to the department's employees, Kerry addressed the sacrifices made by those killed in September at the U.S. mission in the Libyan city of Benghazi.
The dangers could not be more clear. We're reminded by the stars and names on the wall, and we are particularly reminded by Chris Stevens and Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods and Sean Smith.
Cato Institute analyst Malu Innocent says Kerry has big challenges in Libya.
Certainly it's very difficult to sort of transition from a state-building operation to a nation-building operation, in the sense of creating a cohesive Libyan identity, something that Gaddafi exploited to his benefit. He ruled by divide and rule, of course. And so I think moving forward, we're still going to see a degree of chaos within Libya, even as it has a veneer of sort of a Western democracy.
Kerry joked about succeeding two women, Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice. He told diplomats he has big heels to fill. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the State Department.